Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I'm on my second cup of coffee.
I made my second one too sweet.
Did you?
Yeah.
I saw you mix you mix sugars. You don't do the same.
So the Truvia with a Splenda.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I'm on cup number 3.5.
Kelly, you know what I found? I don't know if you've tried the nut pods, because I do non-dairy creamer. I don't have any up here. It's actually so flavorful and low in sugar that you don't even need to add sugar sometimes.
What are nut pods?
Nut pods? Just a new kind of coffee creamer they sell.
I use almond milk.
Yeah, so Nut Pods is just a brand, but it's really good and really low in sugar.
I thought you were talking about like the K-Cup Pods.
No. Okay. It's just the brand's called Nut Pods.
I actually have a cousin named Nut Pod.
I know you do. Put that on the list.
Yeah,
I like the almond milk. They have unsweetened and vanilla. And I put the vanilla in with the too sweet. It was just too much sweet.
We have the unsweetened almond milk. I like the sweetened better.
Yeah, they have 30 calories. Yeah. Well, whatever. I've been on that train for a long time. I've tried every nut kind of milk.
Come on over, get on the all black.
I'm on there, Ellen.
I can't.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy. I look forward to a sweet, creamy cup of coffee in the morning.
My coffee is like my favorite rugby team, all black.
That's great that y'all want to drink it that way.
Yeah.
That's for my boy Sam out in New Zealand.
You
know,
he's listening.
Yeah, he is.
He'll be over here pretty soon.
He's got a crush on Cammy.
Oh, well, he needs to get in line because so does our boy Blake Shelton's helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
Cammy's feeling herself. All these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he was feeling some Cammy.
Everybody wants some Cammy right now.
Cammy's a great catch.
Cammy's still single right now.
She's a cute girl. She's got a great personality. She's outdoorsy.
She is outdoorsy.
Oh, my gosh. She likes to hike and wear sandals.
Cammy, come on in here and tell us what you're looking for in a man. We can get you manned up.
And bonus, if you're an outdoorsy guy, her grandpa has a ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Up at Lake Texoma.
There's a cabin and stuff. Go fishing.
Look at her all catchy this
morning. Look at her. All outdoorsy looking.
Talking, guys.
What's up, Cammy?
Hey, what's up?
How old are you, Cammy?
24 years young.
24.
How does
right.
it feel to have all these men throwing themselves at you right now? Pretty cool or what?
You know, I'm really looking for someone my age.
Is it the older guys that are older?
Yeah.
You say that, but go ahead. Good luck when you date someone your age at 24.
I just think that, you know, when I'm young, I can be picky. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Picky all day.
You can be picky.
So I'm gonna be picky right now.
And see, so you want someone your age.
Older men can afford to show you fun things.
Yeah.
Like when I was in my 20s, I had an older man. He was in his 40s, and he wanted to take me out.
Is that Otis?
No, this is the guy with the wife in a coma.
Yeah.
No, this is one that looked like Geraldo Rivera.
Okay.
Oh, with the mustache and everything.
Yes, he looked just like Geraldo Rivera. Wonderful man. But he. He could afford to take me to really nice places, and he introduced me to things. Like, I had my very first martini with him. He took me to my very first jazz club. He did things like that, and he wanted to take me to Mexico City. He was Mexican. He was from Mexico City.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why
that was a huge missed opportunity.
Mexico City mustache.
He had money. He was stable. He owned his own company. It was sexy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I even asked him, I said, why aren't you dating someone your own age? He said, because women my own age have already been there, done that. But with you, I'm getting to see it all new again. It's exciting to introduce somebody to things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So don't discount an older man.
Yeah, don't.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. Helicopter?
You know what else sometimes older men I found? They tend to be more chivalrous. Yes. Not to say that, you know, you can meet someone your age that is and was taught good manners. Mm-hmm. But it's nice, too, because like I always thought I would end up being someone's second wife. Because they'd be like, oh, wow, grass isn't greener. You know, like they already went down that road.
Yeah.
And they'd think, I don't know. It was just kind of funny. That's true. Always how I thought it would play out for me.
It's very true. I'm not discounting. I'm not even really, I don't even know if I'm like actively looking. I'm kind of just like going.
Open.
Slow.
You're open to it.
I'm open. You know, whatever.
What's your cutoff age right now?
I've always said I don't want to date anybody older than my oldest brother, and he is about to be 31.
Okay, 31. Okay, so that's not bad.
So 30 is your cap,
30
basically.
30 is my cap,
I would say.
I just think it'd be kind of, as of right now, it'd be kind of weird to date someone who's like, could be my mom's, like.
Okay, how old is your mom, if you don't mind asking?
Oh, she wouldn't like that.
Okay, how old is your
mom?
My mom is 30.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. She just turned.
So your mom's a year younger than your oldest brother.
That's
interesting.
That's weird.
Yep. Modern medicine.
That's how my mom is.
What if we set you up with Tyler C. from The Bachelorette?
That's fine.
They're the same age almost.
Yeah. He's like 20, what, six?
Six, I think. Yeah. That's not fine. That I know or anything. Yeah. Because we have a text here that says, hey, JC, my cousin went to high school with Tyler. Maybe I can hook up your sister-in-law with him.
No,
or Cammy.
Me.
Because I just want Tyler
or
somewhere.
Me. I'm sitting right here.
No.
You're off market. Alan.
Hey, Trey. Yeah,
you got yourself a man.
Alan would understand.
if you left him for
just,
Tyler?
Just for a cocktail.
Wait, have you guys talked about the free pass?
No.
Is Tyler really your free pass?
No, we don't really have that. I'm just joking.
But if you did have a free pass,
I would
Tyler
never do that.
Everybody has a free pass. It's just because
really
it's not going to happen.
I learned. You know, I'm still learning about my partner. And
what he will tolerate.
Yeah, so we started. Yeah, no, we started kind of talking about that a little bit. No, yeah. I don't think he's allowing me to have one. He would not like that.
Some people don't think that's funny.
No, right.
Well, especially in our job when we might meet someone.
Yeah. It's easier for the girls to be successful with their free pass than it is for us guys.
Well, I found out one of his.
Who's his?
And I don't know if you shared this. It kind of perplexed me. We've been watching The Leftovers because we realized it was a show we had never seen with Justin Theroux.
Okay,
and it's really good. Liv Tyler. He was like, I always had a thing for her.
Liv Tyler.
He said she was like Jennifer Love Hewitt, but different. I was kind of like, it made me turn my head. I was kind of, yeah, I just didn't have any clue.
A sweet girl. She's a very sweet girl with those full lips.
She has a nice mouth.
Was she in Apollo 13? Is that what
he said? Armageddon did it.
I knew it was like a
sweet girl. That's what he said. I was like, oh, well, no, because she was in the Empire Records, and I thought that's what did Empire Records was a great movie, and she was really hot in that. And he goes, no, it was Armageddon.
And she was in that movie with Orlando Bloom where there were fairies and little people. What was that?
Lord of the Rings.
She was one of the
fairies and little people.
Yes, Lord of the Rings. I got you on that.
Yeah.
And The Strangers, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
so he's really into her.
She's got, it's because her lips.
She has a great mouth, yeah.
Kathy asked you to go as her for Halloween, will you?
That's not a good enough Halloween costume.
But he's allowed to have that free pass, right? Like, if the opportunity presents itself?
Sure.
He's like, I would be Ben Affleck.
You want to do Armageddon? You'd be Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I guess so, but then there's no coming back from that.
What do you think Alan's free pass is? Alan, if you're listening, can you text me your free pass?
Well, it's going to take him a minute because of the delay.
I know there's a delay, but do you know his free pass?
Honestly, probably some rocker chick, maybe.
Alan never talks about any woman like that. I can't think.
Man, you got you a good one.
Of a single woman like a celebrity crush. Uh-huh. He just never come up. It's not like he's forbidden from talking about it, but yeah, never come up.
Yeah, right.
I could probably text him faster than he'll hear. Do you have a free pass?
I don't know who my wife's free pass is. It used to be Enrique Iglesias, and then that got a little too close to happening.
Yeah. He texted me the other day.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
And you heard out Blake Shelton.
And you've been so busy, you're just now bringing it up?
Well, you know what? Actually,
Enrique texted you, and you didn't think that was exciting?
Like, who is this?
I get excited if a kid from Kids Bop texts me, I tell you guys about
Texas.
It.
I sent him a message.
You said Texas, I'll break up with you.
I sent him a message on his birthday, and I guess he must have gotten bombarded. He goes, sorry, dude, just saw this, thanks. That was it.
A text message.
Text, email. Was it text or an email? It might have been an email.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
He has no idea who he's sending it to.
Yeah, I think he does. Because I send him, that's the one message I send him every year. Happy birthday, dude.
Well, he's probably, if this message is in my phone, it must be somebody I know. Thanks.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Wow, that's cool, Al.
Well, speaking of relationships, so this lady is 107 years old. She's out in the Bronx. So if you make it to like 85, people start asking you, what's the secret to a long life? You know, what'd you do? How'd you stay healthy? What was the deal? Well, this lady who's 107, her name's Louise.
Of course.
Louise.
She says, or maybe Lois. It's one of those names that could be Louise or Lois.
How you spell it?
L-O-I-S?
L-O-I-S-E.
Louise.
That's okay, Louise, cool. Yeah.
So she says it's the secret's not having somebody hold you back.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
her little
man, you know what? Lucid.
She's not the only older woman that said that. I remember a story about one that was just like, no men.
It's like, you know, caring for someone other than yourself
can take a lot out of you. Yeah.
Well, if you get married, there's the implication, I guess, that you also have children. And you spend so much energy caring for everybody else, sometimes you're on the back burner. So if it's just you, it's all about you all the time.
And she has a little sister that she was just speaking of that's 102. It's in their genes.
But she got married.
It's so in their genes. Excuse? There's something there.
We'll see who outlives who, and then we'll figure out if getting married does take some. Yeah, I guess not getting married, according to Louise, is a secret to a long life.
Has Louise had a good time?
I don't know. I mean, she's in a chair up against a wall. Like, that doesn't work.
No, she was dancing. I saw the video.
She was?
She danced.
Yes. Oh, I thought she was sitting in a chair in a home.
She may be right there, but she danced on her birthday. I saw it on the news.
And did she have a good time?
Of course.
Of course she did.
And she's still probably having a good time. She lives in one of those homes.
She's cougaring up, girl.
The old folks' home?
They getting it on.
They have dance parties.
That's dirtier than a frat house.
Yeah, they get it going.
Getting it on.
Yeah.
I bet the stories people that work in those old folks' homes could tell. Things they've walked in on.
I would love to hear about it. I have talked to someone who...
I don't know if I want to hear it. I don't know.
I was told of a gentleman who had five ladies, and they all knew about each other, and they had their day each day.
They had their day. Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So he had a sister-wives situation.
Yeah, basically, like, he just had a thing, and, you know, they can't do anything because they're adults. They can make their choices. But, yeah, he was out there.
Wow. She's like the stud of, I mean, the literal stud.
I would think it wouldn't get that dramatic either, because they get tired, you know? You don't fight. You need to nap.
Yeah.
He had to cancel his Wednesday because he was too tired.
Man, think about his dinner.
And she died.
If the average dinner's at 4 p.m., he starts dinners at like 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They told her about
dinner date.
6:30. Perfect.
It's my dream, man.
Oh, man. Here we are dealing with real life, staying up to like 10 at night. Hashtag first world problems. All right, Good Nation, let's hear your first world problems at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, give us a call and, complain.
Yeah.
Why not? Get it off your chest. There's worse things going on in the world, but
absolutely,
you want to talk about what's going on in your life, so we'll give you that platform to do so. For example, got one here that came in early on the text. Bought a top-of-the-line king-size bed with adjustable base. The base moves up and down with a remote. But the bed is so big that I can't ever find that dang remote. Ugh. Also, can't find the remotes on my humongous bed. And so the Netflix intros always end up playing, and I can't skip them. Why?
Huh. Problems, bro. You got first world problems.
That's a big first world problem right there. Big old bed. Can't
problems
find the remote.
Problems on top of problems.
All right, what's your first world problems, Kid Nation? We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I got first world problems.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at one of the texts that came in for first world problems. I'll read it to you in just a second, but I want to give you the phone number so you can call us, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That numerically is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Okay. From the text.
Yeah, give it to me. Making you smile. Making you
just
giggle.
Just the verbiage of this.
All right.
Hey, guys, I had to switch our gym that was across the street from our apartments because the girls were too hot. My fiance kept catching me glancing at them cheeks.
At them cheeks.
Hashtag virtual
drama. Dang, dog.
Aren't you going to keep glancing them cheeks at another gym, too, though?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not as hot at the other gym.
I guess. Maybe we're just going to the gym where all the... prime time.
When I do jog, and I haven't jogged in a while, but when I was doing a little jogging, if there would be like a 5K or something, if there's a hot girl that passed me, I'd glance the cheeks. That would keep me going, glancing at the cheeks.
You try not to?
No.
Oh, you don't care? You're
No, that keeps me focused. I'm trying to keep up.
Fully admitting that you're a cheek glancer.
I'm a cheek glancer.
I mean...
can't help it sometimes.
At the gym, sometimes you're just staring at a spot and a hot person crosses your path.
Yeah.
And you don't mean to. You glance and you're like, but I keep staring.
It's either that or the ceiling tile, and the cheeks are way more appealing.
Gotcha. Becky wrote us and said, hey, I messaged y'all on Instagram, like you said, so I could pay you to follow me, and you haven't read my message. Hashtag first world problems. Well, were we offering $10 for a follow back?
Yeah.
Because all the TikTok kids are doing it, so we want to get some money as well.
Heck yeah.
That's what we want to do. Let's go to the phones. Bianca!
Yes, Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm excited to be talking to you guys.
Morning.
We're excited to talk
to you as well.
Yeah, we want to hear your first world problem. What is it?
Okay, so I went on vacation and I forgot Alexa. So every time I want to know what time it was, I have to look at my phone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Pull that thing out and look at it.
I hear you.
We all get too dependent on Alexa.
Can we take... I guess you can take Alexa with you as long as you got Wi-Fi. Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's little. It's easy to travel with. Feel you, Bianca. You could ask her as soon as you wake up, hey, what's the temperature like? What's the weather? You could ask anything. You could ask for a joke if you want to get it going early.
Is Alexa bilingual?
I think you could set it in...
You can change her language. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're in Mexico, you can switch it to Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have her in other countries.
All right.
I wonder if they call her Alejandra. In Mexico.
My Google Home Hub talks to me like John Legend.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a feature?
Yeah. They just had John Legend voice it. So, yeah.
What would you like me to tell you, Kelly?
Yeah. He would sing. I'd say, hey, sing to me. You know, hey,
and
Google, sing
to
me. And he would sing something. And, hey, Google, what's the weather today? And it'd be John Legend telling me.
It's 82 degrees outside. Oh, I want that. I know, guys, that was not John Legend. That was me.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that. Okay. Didn't want you guys to think John Legend was in the studio.
Yeah.
What's up, Amanda?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So, what happened?
So, I was at the drive-thru yesterday, and I was trying to get my debit card out of my wallet, and I broke off my acrylic nail in the little slot. So now I can't put the card back in, so I have to go through the hassle of transferring everything to a different wallet.
Oh, no.
So annoying.
Wow.
Man, the nail problems that you guys have to deal with as ladies,
right?
Yeah. It's always when you don't have time to go get it fixed.
Yeah.
Just the one.
And you could always catch the girls that have a broken nail because they'll have one finger tucked in. And I assume that's the one that's...
They're hiding it.
Yeah, they're hiding it. No, hide it.
You've learned how to hide it.
You ever paint your nails? Or toenails or anything?
I haven't. I've let my daughter do it. Have you done it?
Some men do that.
I have. I used to get manicures and pedicures all the time.
You just do the buff, right? Or you do clear?
Yeah, I do the buff.
The clear coat?
I did clear.
The men's usually is just a shiny minute. Buff.
Usually, yeah. But I do know some men who have painted toenails.
Yeah, I do too.
Their bit.
Is that a turn on or turn off?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan of it.
I'm not, you know, it's not my man.
I saw a guy the other day had an American flag on his big toe.
That's pretty cool.
And the rest of them were painted too.
And I think sometimes, I think for...
He had nail art?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think for colon cancer awareness, some guys... do the black fingernail.
Okay.
So I'd be down with that anytime. You have any from Instagram, Anna? By the way, if you want to follow, it's at Kid Nation.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you
prefer. All that good stuff.
Desi said, I got really stressed out from house hunting, so I decided to take a trip to Disney World.
Got a man.
Oh, man, just make yourself feel better.
Oh, I know what that's
standing
like.
Standing in those lines, right? That's not stressful at all.
You see millennials are getting called out for going to Disney?
Yeah.
Because they don't have kids? Hey,
yeah.
Stop crowding Disney.
There's
you're ticked off.
Yeah.
Hogging all the rides.
A post posted. There was a mom venting and saying, "Hey, you millennials are crowding the parks for our families. So stop it."
Aw, come on.
That's lame. Anyone can go.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
we see old couples that are getting married.
The nostalgia you feel from going. That's why we go as adults, right? Because it takes us back to when we were little kids. And then we take our kids when we have kids because we want them to one day grow up and go with their friends.
Probably a dream of a place if you live near there as a teenager.
Oh, man.
Because, like, I used to go to the food court.
Yeah.
And the mall. Like, that's all I had. You know what I mean? When you're at an age that you can't drive or go places.
I was lucky because I grew up in San Diego. We had Disneyland, like, an hour and a half away.
So did you
want
to hang out
which was
there?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, my rich friends did. Yeah.
I would guess you just, you know, get used to it. And
when it's right there.
Down on
it
was right there, you know? Maybe.
I guess.
I don't know.
Kaylee!
Yes, hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on the upcoming wedding.
Yes. It has something to do with my first problem.
What's going on?
My engagement ring is too big, and it cut me and left a scar.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a love scar.
Yes.
How'd you cut it? You're just closing your hand?
It's... somehow grazed my leg, and it cut me, and I was bleeding, and it's about 3 inches long.
Wow.
And now it's a scar.
How many carats is that ring?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think 2. I don't know.
Damn.
Somebody's in love.
Yeah. Would you want to trade it out, though? Can't you buff that thing out and make it not as sharp?
You have to do something. That's, you can't live with it like
that.
That's
too sharp. Kendra.
Hi. Yes, my first world problem. I recently moved jobs, got a huge raise, so I wanted to get a Tesla, but my new garage at work doesn't have the charging port, so I'd have to do it at home.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Or get a really long extension cord.
Yeah. Which one did you get?
Yeah, that's just too much. Well, I didn't get it yet. That was the plan when I got the new raise. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get a Tesla. In my old garage, which is right next door, they had like 30 different ports. This one, no.
Yeah. Man. I think you quit that job.
Yeah, I quit that job. Yeah.
It's not worth it. Still get your Tesla, though. Thanks for the call, Kendra. What's up, Jake?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good.
Going all right, man. So, what happened?
Man, the other day, I was going to go to the bathroom, and I looked down, and I realized that my cell phone was dead. So I had to wait for my cell phone to charge, because pooping without Facebook is no life for me.
That's right.
That should be a shirt. Pooping without Facebook is no life for me.
Yeah.
We can make Facebook ones, Instagram ones.
That one comes right after. You got to be 18 to pet these puppies. I'm still on that.
That was a great one.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Thanks, Jake. Go charge that phone so you can go poop right. From the text. Guys.
Yep.
I've come in way under budget for my wedding, and I don't know what to do with the extra money, as everything has been paid for.
Whoa.
Hashtag first world problem.
Wow.
Golly, lucky.
How did you do that?
That you need to do a podcast.
You need your own TV show.
Yeah.
Then party it up for the honeymoon, dog.
Yikes. Under budget. I don't think that exists when
miracle.
It comes to wedding. Yeah, that's a huge miracle.
Right.
What's up, Sierra?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, you had to quit your job?
Yes. So, my husband and I are taking our 4-year-old on a year-long vacation, RVing around North America before he starts kindergarten in a year. And wow. To do that, I have to quit my job at the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you lose your tickets?
My 2 weeks notice.
Do you lose your tickets?
Yes, I do. Ooh. Yes,
wow.
I do.
Sierra. What position do you play?
Tight end.
Man, wow. I love
so
your husband.
It's going to be a dream vacation.
That is cool. Wow. You're going to have a great time.
Are you going to go to all 50 states?
We're going to try, but we're just going to go with the flow and just travel around. But, yeah, I got to quit my job.
What are the chances you can get your job back with the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I've talked to work and pretty good, but, I mean, nothing's promised.
Yeah.
But this is pretty important to us.
And
so
how are you going to listen to us?
Go for it.
How are you going to listen to us for a whole year?
Well, there's iHeartRadio.
There you go.
She's
got us.
There you go.
You got the Kid Nation app. There's plenty of ways to keep listening to the show. She will. Well, Sierra, you have fun on that year-long vacation. And you know what?
Yes.
Create those memories with
Send
your
kids. Send us texts from every state.
Yeah, take us with you.
Deal?
I will. I'll document it.
Sierra.
Wow.
Alan and I want to do this. This is one thing Kelly's husband and I have in common. We want to, at some point in our lives, get into an RV
and travel
the country.
I thought you were going to say work for the Cowboys.
He's sending me pictures from some Facebook where they sell, is RVs. It Airstreams
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Maybe. A little silver.
Yeah.
An Airstream.
Yeah, it's an Airstream. Yeah.
He's like, these are pretty cute. I'm like,
they are cute. Airstreams are cool.
Where are we going to park it?
I know.
Next to the...
I think I want
to
get an internship with a football team in the next couple of years.
An internship.
Yeah.
Doing what?
With all your free time.
I just can't jump in and be an executive. I can work my way up.
Oh, you're going to work in the office.
Yeah. It's going to be my side hustle.
So you're going to intern.
I want to be on the field.
When?
Whenever they need me.
Sundays would be good.
Yeah.
But you're not available Monday through Friday until after lunch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can do PM.
Or good luck, man.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
So if any football team needs an intern, my services.
Would you be willing to start with Pee Wee?
No.
High High school?
Going straight to the league.
Friday Night Lights?
Nope.
College?
I would consider college.
Right. If it's a good team, top tier team?
Yeah.
All right.
So I threw that out there.
You sound picky.
Shoot your shot.
Very, very picky.
Shoot your shot, shoot brother. Your shot.
What's up, Chase?
Hey, it's not my first world problem, but I heard you have one earlier.
What?
When you said you had to miss out on seeing Dwayne Johnson for a free trip to New York.
I know, man.
yeah, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I want those first world problems for sure.
Right. Not only that, but it was to the VMAs, and Taylor, who was on the show, and I ended up hanging out with the Pussycat Dolls all night and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, sounds
man.
Horrible.
It was horrible.
Terrible. Charles Barkley would say terrible.
Terrible.
Good for you for calling
Thanks,
that out.
Chase. Yeah, you're
yeah, right. We do have first world problems.
We definitely do. Hold on. What's going on with Mandy here? Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So, first of all, congratulations on another year on Earth.
Oh, thank you so much. And being on the phone with the greatest morning crew of all time and John Legend just has completely
oh, no,
made it 100% for me.
You didn't hear it. It was me, Randy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I can see you're confused.
I sounded just like him.
Yeah, no. I'm so sad.
So what's your first world problem?
I got to delete that tweet. That's getting embarrassing. So my first world problem is huge because tomorrow's my birthday, and yay. I don't know what I'm going to do because too many of my friends have invited me out to party with them, and there is like different friend groups, and so I don't know what to do. So it's a severe issue. I made an extra therapy appointment, so wow. Hopefully my therapist can help me work through this.
Spread out the love, girl.
Yeah. Which invitation is the most fun? Just go with that one.
Yeah.
Well, three of them are surprises, and I don't like that because I'm kind of a little bit of a control freak. I think Kelly and I need to meet. We would be very good friends.
You know, my husband's birthday is tomorrow, too.
Really?
Yeah, y'all are birthday twins.
It is proven that the best people are born on that day.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'd like to invite you out for an evening with Kelly and Alan tomorrow night for your birthday.
Yeah, I'll
be there.
Kids.
So you can get my tickets at like Will Call or I mean like at the airline and
Al's gonna buy it for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got you.
A rock and roll time with us and the kids tomorrow night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mandy. Thank you for calling us.
Happy early birthday.
And happy early birthday to Alan. Yeah. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. The party Saturday, doofus.
I'll call you doofus. It's party Saturday, doofus.
I do recall my wife told me we did have the party this weekend. I do recall that now. What's up, Randy?
Hello, how are you?
Hey. Hello. Hey. So you have a good first world problem in your world.
I do. So I've been listening to you guys for forever. And so I finally decided to take advice from Big Al, which is a shock, I know.
What?
And I put my resume on ZipRecruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now I have 12 interviews in the next week. And while I was waiting for you guys to get to me, I got an email for two more, and I can't go to the beach now.
Wow.
You got to earn that money so you can pay to go to the beach next time.
I know.
Well, good luck and congratulations. And call us back or text us and let us know which job you took.
Yeah, what kind of job are you looking for?
I'm a behavioral scientist.
Ooh,
cool. Scientist.
I like that.
Scientist.
Who's the worst behaved on the show, do you think?
In your scientific opinion.
Yeah.
It depends on how much coffee Kelly's had in the morning.
Yeah, I got you.
Truthful answer right there. Thank you, Brandy.
Good luck, Brandy.
Good luck with that job.
Wow.
Yeah, you got your pick right there.
Go ahead, Zip Recruiter.
Get you some. Hey, if you want to be a part of First World Problems, make sure you send them to us throughout the week. Use that hashtag First World Problems, and we'll be back again next week with them.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, football's back today, Kid Nation.
Booyah!
The NFL Hall of Fame game, Denver Broncos are playing the Atlanta Falcons. And you'll probably see people you recognize for about 2 minutes.
Get that.
Then it's going to be just some random dudes. We also have Shark Week going on this week. And real quick, a lot of people are afraid of sharks if they go to the beach. And they're scared they're going to get eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
But go ahead and get wet. Get in the ocean. It's fine. Your chances of getting attacked by a shark are extremely low. 1 in almost 4 million. But there are ways to reduce your odds of becoming lunch. Scientists agree that it is very important to avoid swimming at dawn and dusk. Okay. And stay away from areas filled with fish, because obviously they want to go feed on those fish. And if a shark does approach you, one expert does suggest that you got to stand vertically in the water facing the shark, stop moving, and maintain eye contact with the animal.
You know what they have you do? Because I've gone swimming with sharks. They have you go underneath them, which is crazy.
Under them?
What? Yeah.
No.
To think they're in between you and your breathing.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going to stay on the beach.
I've enjoyed it. It's thrilling, but it's
you
cool.
You swam with
I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not. I want to still do the great white
you want to
cage thing. Okay, that's cage, kind of an ultimate thing for me. But yeah, I've done some different kinds of sharks, nurse sharks, reef sharks.
Nice.
We're going to do sharks right now?
I'm nurse, out. Nurse?
Hammer.
Are we really doing this?
I sure.
Why? Okay.
Hammer.
Okay. King of. Nurse shark.
Lemon.
Kelly's out.
Great white. Is there a great white?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one. There
whale.
Oh, whale shark. That's a good. Tiger shark.
Hammerhead.
Baby shark.
Shark tank. Good one, Kelly.
Yeah. I thought we were doing types of sharks, though.
Well,
it's fine.
Doing okay. Sharks.
Oh, you can move on.
Sure. Mommy shark.
Huh?
Daddy shark.
Grandma shark.
Lone shark.
Oh, dang.
Oh, good.
Okay. Just the regular guy shark.
Shark tooth.
What are you doing?
Oh, there's a shark vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The shark. It's a football player.
Who? Oh, from the Cowboys back in the day?
Kenny Gant. Yeah.
Kenny Gant. The San Jose shark.
Out of regular shark.
Yeah, you're a regular guy shark.
I just took the regular shark in pictures. San Jose sharks.
Yeah, the sharks, that's good. Sharkies.
That's good.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
I don't know anymore.
Kelly's out, okay.
Sharky and Captain Ron's beer bucket. That's who I bought the beer bucket from in Playa del Carmen.
Sharky? He's not famous.
Okay, go.
Go.
I got one. Go.
Shark attack.
Pool shark.
Yeah.
Oh, you're out.
I'm out. Radio shark.
What?
Huh? You're out. Jenny, you got one more in you?
Fermented shark, an Icelandic dish.
Whoa.
Wow.
I saw one. There's one that's like a shark with a saw shark.
Oh, a saw shark.
Isn't that right?
I think so.
That on
long nose.
Yeah. Oh, shark fin soup.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Jenna is the queen.
Yeah, you can have it, girl.
Sharks. Congratulations.
Right. Yay. Good. I love sharks.
Jenna's the queen of sharks.
My son loves sharks, too. Anna's got a shark
Anna
tattoo on her rib.
Speaking of Anna, birthday's today?
Yesterday. Remember we
today's birthday
list. Birthday.
Asking for today's birthday.
Oh, we didn't get you. Yeah.
I missed it.
I was like, that was yesterday, but thank you. Today, this is funny, speaking of water creatures, today is Jason Momoa's birthday.
Oh.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Today is Coolio's birthday.
My man.
He's 56. It's cool because on this it gives a little description for each person.
Oh.
And for Coolio it just says, rap legend.
He is. I mean, you got...
Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all right. He's won a Grammy.
Sure.
He's won a Grammy.
He partied with Kelly Raspberry.
He sure did on Kelly Raspberry's birthday party.
Did you know the song?
Do you know it out?
Yeah. I think I'll look at
it. No, not yet. Now. As I walk
through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. And I've been so long
that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
But I ain't ever trust a man that didn't deserve it.
You'd be treating like a punk.
You know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
I really hate to trip, but I gotta know. Something.
Well, that lets us smoke. Fool,
I'm the little G. The little homies wanna be like all that prayers day and night.
Prayers in the street light.
Something like that. I don't know all of it.
Now, Al, you can carry over every weekend and you can
out-black me. You out-black me.
Shame.
Yeah, you out. I've had that man
and
in my.
Friends with Coolio.
I've had him in my truck.
Any other birthdays?
I don't know the rest of the people.
Okay, cool. And today, make sure you're on the lookout for the Sandwich and Some Lovin' podcast. Kelly's wearing the hat.
Yeah.
It's dropping today.
It is at 10 o'clock Central.
And you said it's emotional?
It's really emotional.
Yeah.
You guys talking about
a lot on that podcast. You guys get deep.
Yeah, sometimes we do. And Alan, he's way more sensitive. He's really willing to share his emotions. And
that's good.
Yeah, he revealed some stuff that I wasn't even aware of.
Wow.
Really?
You know, we've been married 2 years. We've only known each other for three.
You're still getting to know.
Everything hasn't, you know, been revealed in our relationship. Yeah. But he's made some major life changes. And, yeah, it got really, really deep.
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm here for you, A-Train.
Time's to drop in?
10 Central
this morning.
10
Central this morning.
Yeah.
And what time's the big party on Saturday?
7:30.
Are you going now?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
What do you mean you're going to try?
It's a little ways from me. But I am going to try.
It's an hour from him, you know. Yeah. I told Al, Saturday night's a big bar night for him. He shouldn't
Yeah, I got a big group coming in Saturday, so I really want to be there for that. But I really want to be there for Alan's birthday, too. I was there last year.
You could stay at my house.
No, I got to get back, dude. That's the thing. I got to get back to the bar.
Yeah, you got a manager.
Well, no, I got to get back.
I just want to hang out with my dude.
Oh, you got to get back to the bar.
Yeah. So, I really am going to try and make it. I'm just going to Uber up there, Uber up there, and Uber back.
If you don't, we completely understand. It's fine.
Well, that's going to be an expensive.
Yeah. $50 each way. I did it last year.
I know. I feel bad.
I know. That means you're going to have to go down to his bar one of these days, Kelly.
I did once.
She did once. I moved too far south for Kelly.
It is far.
I know. I understand that, too. It's a long way.
It's even far for Jenna, and she lives closer.
And I'm halfway in between the two of you, I think, right? Oh, yeah, because I live downtown.
Yeah, you're middle.
Well, we're both, I mean, Kelly and I in UJC, y'all are 20 miles probably north of downtown, and I'm 20 miles south.
Yeah.
So,
polar opposites.
Yeah.
And Jenna's right there in the downtown.
I'm bringing it all together. I'm the bridge.
You're the nucleus. You're right there in the middle. The center of our universe. Know, you're the sun.
I'm just trying to keep my finger on the pulse.
Of what's going on?
Of the city. Of the city life, yes.
All right, well, check out Sandwich and Some Lovin', 10 Central, this morning. It gets deep.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sorry, I was texting my wife.
That's a red flag.
All right, no, red flag. That's a green flag. I said what's up to my lady.
All right,
Kid Nation, we're asking for your green flags. We have talked about red flags in the past. Those are things that turn you off.
Sure.
But what turns you on to a person? What turns you on to a person and makes you want to stay in a relationship?
It's a pleasant person to be around. That's
makes
what
you
I like.
Proud to call them
yes.
your other person. And we got a bunch of great text messages and calls ready to go here. Sandy wrote us and said, I am sure Kelly can agree with this, and Jenna too, but my green flag is when a man can text and everything is grammatically correct.
Wow. Yes. Amen.
Well, I'm dating a Mexican.
Well, shout out.
Right, so he gets a big pass there.
Right.
His Instagram captions are so cute.
Yes. The man is bilingual, so, you know.
He comes close a lot of times.
Yes. Yeah. We know what you mean. Yeah, we know what you mean.
It's funny because I would normally agree with that statement, right? If I was the American man, it would drive me crazy with certain things,
but
the way he speaks is so great. The fact that he's so fluent back and forth.
He's still learning the language.
Oh my gosh, of course.
But yeah, you're probably talking, Sandy's talking more about the difference between your.
Yeah. Oh, that's a definite
that's
green
a big
flag.
One right there
if
for
you
a lot
know
of
that.
Yep. Yeah. You get that one in, that's a huge green flag. My green flag, Desiree wrote us, said is how he always is telling me how good I look or how he loves me the way I am. I have a terrible self-esteem and he's always reassuring me that I'm perfect for him without asking.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, get you a man that compliments.
Being told you're beautiful does go a long way. Just put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, let your girl know or your man know they're looking good.
Putting the cell phone down, like when you're at a restaurant or having a drink, that's a big green flag. Like, don't pick it up. Wait till I go to the bathroom. If you got to check it.
That's a huge one.
Or just don't even take it out of your purse.
Especially early on in the relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many times I go to the restaurants and I see couples sitting across from each other and they...
Both up on the phone.
On Valentine's Day, this blew me away. It's just, on Valentine's Day, I saw a couple, the big flowers, the champagne set up, candlelit dinner, both of them on their phone.
Right, they were texting one another.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe they were posting it on their Instagrams.
Maybe. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
welcome.
Thank you. When I was 20, I bought a house and eventually went through a pretty bad breakup with a guy that was kind of a moocher. And so around 23, I decided to get a roommate, and it was a boy. And I gave him some money to go get us some tchotchkes. And when he brought the food back, he said, here you go. And when I pulled my sandwich out, there was my $20 bill. And, well, we just got married a few months ago.
the roommate that turned into your husband.
That's nice.
That is cool.
It's just more about respect and not thinking that, you know, just expecting me to pay for everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That is really cool, Sarah. Congratulations finding that great man out there.
That is a good green flag.
All because of schlotskis.
Schlotskis. Because sandwiches, too. From the text, my green flag was when my husband asked me to read the text he just got when his phone went off and was driving. I trusted him ever since that moment. Hey, he's not reading text messages while driving, and he trusts you to look at the phone?
Yeah.
And plus, he ain't trying to hide anything.
He's not hiding anything.
That could have been anything.
That's huge right
there.
That's
it.
Yeah.
He has nothing to hide. Hey, read that for me.
Yeah. Oh, when you give your girl the password to your phone, you just see it happen in their mind. They're like, what? I have the password? I have the power?
Green flag.
I can't remember the password. Ever. Alan gives it to me every time. I'm like, what's your password again? I can't remember.
Is that a weird one?
My life.
What is it?
It's numbers that mean something to him.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
What's it start with?
I don't remember.
What's going on, Emily?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, what's your green flag?
Well, when my husband and I first started dating, I still remember the first time we went to the grocery store together, and he is obsessed with Gatorade. And when he was unloading the groceries, he took the Gatorades off of the plastic ring and decided to cut all of them so he could help save the dolphins.
Aww.
And that's when I knew.
Aww. Yep.
He touched the plastic rings. Dang. You gotta save the turtles.
I know.
And the dolphins.
Saving the world.
Dolphins.
What's up, Michael?
Oh my god, I'm shaking.
Oh, don't shake, man. We want to hear your green flag, so what's up?
Okay, well, all this talk about food. My partner and I at the time, we were out to dinner and I'd ordered the steak.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, this is so good. And he was like, oh, let me taste. And before I thought about it, like, I cut a piece and fed it to him. And once he took that bite, I was like, every hair on my body just stood on edge. I was like, he's the one. But, I mean, we broke up. We're still friends and all.
But just the fact that he was willing to take a bite from your fork was like, oh.
Yeah. Anybody else would be like, no, get your own bite, you know?
I know you, don't I?
Do you know Kelly, Michael?
I don't know, but I was, and I also, this sounds bad. I wanted to correct JC.
You wanted to what?
I feel like his name is
correct JC. You for saying old folks home.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Well, I work for Civitas Senior Living, and nursing homes are like becoming a thing of the past. So we have independent living, assisted living is what it's really called now, and then memory care for people with dementia.
Oh, I got you.
I think I'll have your back. I think I'm the one that called it the old folks home.
Yeah, we mean no disrespect.
So that's, so you're saying old folks home just is no longer politically correct.
Yes, you need to be PC. Yes.
And we got you, Michael. We apologize for that, man.
So many rules, Michael. Come
on. We apologize. We mean no harm when we called it that.
How about God's waiting room?
No.
No, you truthfully is. You go to some of these places, and there are young people in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'll go in there whenever.
Throw you a curveball, man.
If, yeah. It looks like fun.
Never know.
You have a lot of friends. You're always going to have somebody to play games with. I just don't want to be lonely, you know? Oh, look who's on the phone.
Who?
My wife. Hi, Kenzie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You wanted to get in on this green flag thing?
Oh, yes. I have the best one.
Oh, great.
So, when Jose and I first met, I still lived at home. And my first green flag was that he invited me to move into the frat house bunk bed with him.
That's when you knew.
Yeah.
That's when I knew.
Frat house bunk bed. There's nothing more romantic.
Was that the one that he got off the side of the street that had blood on it?
I think so. I think he got it from a friend that had bed bugs, I think, too.
That was my dude Bernard got me set up.
He got you set up.
Better than living at home.
Yeah, we found the side of
her. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just trying to offer her a shelter. All right, babe, love you.
Such a provider, JC.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Here, let me offer you shelter and an antibiotic.
Hey, Colton.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
So I want to start by saying, Kelly, I actually used to watch Cole and Brooke Evans at Allen's after school, so it's nice to talk to you guys again. My green flag for my girlfriend, actually, is just watching how consistently amazing she is with children, because I can't wait to have a family, so that's just kind of reassuring, especially, you know, whenever you have your own kids that they're going to be taken care of, so something I really value.
A good mama for your future baby.
Yeah, you can tell who's going to be a good parent, as long as they're good with other people's kids. That's a good one. Have a good day. Used to watch your kids there, Kelly. You remember him?
After school. Yeah, I remember him. I remember his voice. They have to keep the kids till mom and dad can get there to pick them up from school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Kayla, what's your green flag with your husband?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Hi.
Following up on the good mommy story, I have one for a good daddy. So every morning, whenever I get ready for school and work, my husband will bring our daughter out to the car and get her buckled up. And she gives him, like, she counts it out, 10 hug pats is what she calls it. And then he stands in our driveway and does something silly every morning for her to see. I'm going to start crying. For us to drive away. So, like, yesterday he was, like, acting like a monkey, like, flailing his arms around. And she just giggles and it makes my heart so happy.
Oh, what a good dad.
He's very practical, like Kelly, like Kelly's is, because he'll change my oil, he'll do those kind of things.
He's
not a flower guy, he's not a smoochy guy. Yeah, but he is a man, and I am all about that.
What's your husband's name, Kayla? Give him a shout out.
His name's Andrew.
Andrew, keep being an awesome dad and husband, man. That's really cool. And Kid Nation, we have so many green flags. I mean, it blew up the text, and the phone lines are still all packed.
Nice.
We really appreciate you calling in. I wish we could get all your green flags.
You need to start looking for those things, really, instead of, like, what, he's not on, this isn't on my list.
Look for the positives,
Yeah.
And you'll find it eventually.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.